RP Plus is a spoken word news show produced by culturally diverse youth in the Regent Park area. Produced by the Regent Park Focus Coalition, the show profiles the art and culture of young people as well as issues to do with youth, health, the Regent Park, and other urban communities. Tune into the voices,
music,
and poetry
of urban community youth
on Regent Park Plus.
Tuesdays
at 7:30 p.m.
on CKLN
88.1.
Can't blame the youth. That's right. That's what Mike Harris is doing. That's right. Here is your host, Calvin. Welcome to RP Plus, Regent Park Radio. Today with me, I have two co-hosts. It's Jackie and Hillaway. Yeah, yeah. Well, today we'll be talking about school uniforms that Mike Harris is implementing to put in. And we have a little audio clip that we're going to be playing. On May 1st, 1999, the May Works Festival for Working People in the Arts sponsored Dance of Death to the Mike Harris Regiment, a festival at Nathan Phillips Square that proceeded to Queen's Park. We'll be playing a clip from Mark Davidson, and basically it was about a platform, and he's about, he talked with different stuff. The problem is that the sound is a bit low, so please be careful. Please just take it in. And oh yeah, make sure you guys call in after our little discussion, or during the discussion if you want to get in, at 595-1655. All right, so please make the call, 595-1655, when we start the discussion.
Thanks. Our government speaks the language of authority and discipline more and more. We have created a feeling of rage in this province, and it is only our government that can provide an outlet for that rage. Rage, scapegoating, and crackdowns. Simple solutions for complex problems. Simple solutions for simple minds. I care about the people of this province. I love you all as if you were my children. So you must trust my government and think of me as your father. Our government has started laying down the welcome mats for business in front of this province's house. But there are still some goons who block the way in. Feminists, human rights activists, the outspoken poor, environmentalists, and perhaps worst of all, organized labor. Once inside our house, though, the situation is still less than perfect. There are still some members of this household who refuse to behave themselves, who refuse to pull their own weight, who refuse to follow the rules. And it's time for us to take a stand against these transgressors of the public good. It's time to say enough! My government laid down a blueprint for how we will restore harmony to this house. We now know that, as a family, we have gotten too soft. and some have taken advantage of our compassion and kindness. No more hugs and kisses from mummy, kids. Now you'll have to answer to daddy's iron fist. Now there will be consequences to your reliance on government welfare. We will invade your bodies and extract whatever information we want from them. If the personal is political, your body belongs to the state. We will test you, watch you, humiliate you, turn everyone against you, make you ashamed to be alive. You parasites have sucked Ontario's blood for too long, and it's time for us to take some blood back. Today, we criminalize those on welfare. But make no mistake, this is merely a blueprint for how we will treat anyone who depletes the public purse. Healthcare users, students, you are all suspect. And for those who choose to lounge in Ontario's jails, there's no free lunch for you either. We will take the clothes off your backs to make you pay for your rehabilitation. When or if you get out of Ontario's private prisons, you will have nothing. Maybe then you will rethink your Jezebelian ways. As for the parents of young offenders, no free lunch for you either, folks. The government is convinced that by making parents pay for their child's imprisonment, we will reduce crime. Our research shows that parents are less likely to let their children commit acts of mass murder if they have to pay the cost of imprisonment. Another element of the blueprint concerns income taxes. Eventually, this government will flatten them. Rich or poor, you will all pay the same rate. You ask for equality, and we're giving it to you. It's not the government's job to play Robin Hood. If hard-working, well-to-do individuals want to help the few deserving poor, then let them help them of their own accord. That is the charitable spirit, and it is not government's place to destroy what is noblest in men's hearts. We have laid down a blueprint for a new society, a society founded upon the virtues of discipline and authority. One day this province will run like an efficient factory. Everyone will work from 7 until 7 under video surveillance and go home tired but satisfied. No one will even dare to think about going on strike. The unemployed will also enjoy the dignity of work. Public projects and workfare will keep their idle hands free from the devil's influence. Everyone will be happy. Through the goodness of honest labor and strict authoritarian governance, everyone will be set free. Life will be predictable, standardized, and everyone will know their place in the order of things. Like children in a proper household who squabble with each other, but not with the master, the citizens of this province will follow without question their leader. And most importantly, the trains will run, and they will run on time.
No shoes. No shoes.
Thank you. Thank you. One more song from.
Well, that was Mark Davidson, and he did a. That was from Dance of Death at the Mike Harris Resume. All right, is this mic on? Mic 3 on? Is that Hillaway? Hillaway on?
Yeah.
It's working? All right, is it Jackie there too?
Hello.
All right. So what you got, Hillaway, what do you think about this, man? The whole idea of this guy pretending to be Mike Harris, but he made a lot of good points because these are different Tory kind of ideas that he wants for his when he comes into power. What do you think about that?
I think, you know, he made some good points, you know. He might have taken it a bit far, but yeah, that's generally what Mike Harris is doing. You know, categorizing students. Put you in your place. That's really what he wants to do.
Standardizing and stuff, right?
Yeah. Making you wear uniforms, and then also what he's doing with the grade nines, making them choose already at grade nine what they want to do, you know, with the, what's that new thing he was bringing up about... making you choose at the start of your high school career what you want to do
already. That's what he's thinking of doing.
Yeah, that's what they were doing before. You know what I'm saying? So he's putting you in your place at the start, saying, you have this. This is your only option. You're going to be doing this. You know what I'm saying? Really narrowing things down too early.
So, okay, let's go back to this uniform thing. Like, what do you think about wearing a uniform? Would you like to wear a uniform in public school?
No, probably not. I don't really agree with the idea of wearing a uniform, you know?
What could be going on in his mind to think to wear uniforms in public school? Like, Catholic schools have uniforms, right? That's enough for there. But why public schools? That means we have to pay for it, don't we?
I don't know who's paying for it, you know? I think he really wants to get people disciplined and, you know, bring it back to, like, the old days and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Try to make everyone the same.
Make everyone the same, eh?
You know?
Like, I think what's happening is he's focusing too much more on the math, arithmetic, and the regular, you know, writing and stuff. And he's forgetting about the focusing of the drama and the arts. Like, how are you going to get out of your uniform and change back to, like, you know, drama? Because when you do drama class, you don't exactly wear a uniform or drama class, you know, unless you're pretending you're a student, right? Yo, Jackie, you have anything to say about it?
I'm in agreement with the uniform. It will cut down a lot of embarrassment for those students who cannot afford the Nike, the FUBU, the urban hip-hop style. I've seen it when I was in school myself. I wish I had a uniform for that same reason. The uniform to me would be cheaper than buying a $65 t-shirt, because you buy two shirts, a pants, a skirt, probably if you're a girl, or two pants, and you have that all year. Everyone's the same. There's no competition unless it comes to shoes. That's the only thing.
But why is everybody the same? What about the individuality? Like, I want to keep my individual self. I want to be unique. I don't want to put a number. I don't want to be like another line. You know, like another person, another student. I'm Calvin. I'm different. You know.
Okay, you could be different at 3:30. School is from 8:45 to 3:15. You could be different then. And no one said your personality is taken away. This is just clothes. It's just a garment. It has nothing to do with your personality.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Remember, callers, if you guys have any kind of ideas or comments, call in. Remember, 595-1655 in the 416 area code. So if you guys, any, you know, Catholic students out there, tell us how you feel. Like, you know, you guys wear uniforms all the time. Public students, if you guys feel that you're up for wearing a uniform in the year 2000, hey, you know, give us a call. If you don't, give us a call. Tell us what your views are on about wearing a uniform. Yeah, hello, A. What do you have to say still?
Well, you know, I don't really think that clothing is just something you wear, you know, to keep warm or anything. Clothing, you know, it's evolved over, like, the years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clothing is more than just something to cover your skin. It's kind of like, it really does show about your personality, you know? You wear certain things because you like them, and, you know, that's how you want to be presented to the world, right?
Yeah.
So just in response to what she was saying.
All right. So, yeah, some good points to Jackie and Hillary still. The next thing that the Tories want to do is mandate O'Cannon, every class, we might have a college still. All right, yeah, they want to sing O'Cannon every morning. Everybody must sing O'Cannon in the morning. So one of my questions, what do you guys think about that, about singing O'Cannon every morning? I remember when I was a youth in kindergarten and junior school, we used to sing O'Cannon in the morning, both French and English. Yeah, no, I'm not joking, for real. So, yo, Jack, you have anything to say?
I don't agree with forcing O Canada in the schools. They took away prayer from that morning start beginning. It used to be O Canada, a 5-minute stretch to my remembrance,
yes.
Then a prayer.
Yeah.
They got rid of the stretch. They got rid of the prayer. I think they could get rid of O Canada because there are a lot of immigrants here.
Yeah.
And we're not singing O Africa or O Germany. It's not fair to me.
But you're in Canada. You should sing the national anthem.
I know we're here, but I never was in agreement to singing O Canada. It's not my anthem.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
I think that really, you know, if you're living in this country, you should be singing the national anthem, you know, just as respect. You know, you chose, maybe you didn't choose to live here 100%,
true,
but still.
Yeah, the Americans, you know, still. Oh, okay. Yo, hello. We have a caller still.
All right.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Quite fine. I am driving and listening to your station.
Yes, yes.
And I hear your discussion regarding your uniform in school.
Yes.
And I understand you have some point of view, and the lady who spoke just a minute ago, she has some different.
Yes.
From my point of view, I think in the uniform in school is a very good idea.
Yes.
And that basically from the point the lady pointed out is a major point, yeah?
So yeah.
Give the same chance to everybody in the school. And you argue that the express your personality, the dress is one of the major points. I understand, major points.
Uh-huh.
But I think you can express your personality by your behavior, by the way you are doing the things, by the way you learn in the school, not only by the dress. And if you narrow this just to the dress, is it too much narrow? This is what I'm thinking about. What do you think?
Oh, you made a very good point. I mean, I completely agree with what you just said. That's very good.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. That was, okay, Hillary. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, also another thing is the fact that the government really hasn't given anyone a choice except for the parents, you know? They're not asking the students, the people who are going to be wearing these clothes, their opinions, you know? What are you saying about that? They're just, you know, they're making decisions for students. They're not treating us like people.
Yeah, well, isn't it like public school and then you're paying again for free school? I mean, well, if they mandate uniforms, right? Do we pay for it or is it included in the school? Like, I mean, I know we pay for a student card, and then when I went to gym class, we had to buy the school gym uniform.
Yeah.
That wasn't much. It was like, what, you know, $20-$30, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But like for a school uniform, I'm not used to the system of school uniforms because I never wore one. But I know back in the West Indies, everybody wears uniforms. That's how it is. That's everybody goes to school. They wear uniforms, and it's very order-like. You know, it's what's the word that Harris is saying? Standardized, right?
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I wouldn't kick and scream if I was to wear one. It wouldn't. Like, it's just a whole new idea to me. That's why it's so new, right?
Yeah, but also, like you said, you know, school is going away from being a free thing.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to pay, like you said, who's going to pay for the uniforms? You know, what's next? Are they going to start charging you for other things?
Yeah.
You know?
Jackie, you don't have anything to say?
Again, my point is that the uniforms would make things a lot easier. I know at first everyone will complain because we're not used to it, being that we are in a public school system, and maybe we came to the public school because we didn't want to wear a uniform in a Catholic school, or maybe it has nothing to do with that. But I cannot see a big problem with wearing your school colors to school. You're going to the school. You must have an appreciation for the school, as you wouldn't have chose to go there. And when you're wearing your school colors, you're representing your school. That's how I see it. I don't see it as a big, a big barrier to your social life.
Well, you know, what I'm saying is, she's saying that about your school colors, but she's talking about students not having to sing the national anthem.
Yeah.
You should represent your country.
Still,
you know, not just your school. Why shouldn't students be singing their national anthem? At least, you know, what is it, a couple of minutes?
Oh, hold on. Hold for a second. We have a caller. Let's get the next caller still. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Okay, I have a comment about uniforms.
Yeah.
All right. What you said about the West Indians, about how back there it's more standardized and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that would actually be a really good idea to be implemented in today's public schools.
Uh-huh.
Because the school that I go to, for example, we look around, some of the girls are barely wearing any clothes. I understand it's warm, right? But come on, have some, you know, do you think you have some respect for yourself in the school?
Yeah.
And so I think that, if we were to have uniforms, honestly, I think there'd be less competition in terms of clothing, because I find that there's a lot of that going on in our school. Okay, there'd be more competition for shoes and stuff and makeup and hair, but that's fine, you know? But at the same time, if you had a uniform, you'd have way more cash to, like, do all that stuff. And at the same time, you wouldn't have to worry about girls and, like, sometimes guys even, like, walking around, like, bareback and stuff. It just looks ridiculous, honestly. It just looks disgusting. So, I agree with what you were saying about the standardization of the uniforms. school.
So did you or do you go to a public school?
Yes, I do.
And you're saying that, like, actually a uniform would probably be better, a uniform kind of system would be better at your school?
I think so. I mean, I don't know. I think in our school it would be, because it's always high competition in terms of clothing. And then sometimes the clothing sort of demonstrates what group you belong to.
But because of the labels like Hilfiger and FUBU and all that stuff?
Right. And I think that's so, I don't know. For me, it just doesn't sit right with me. Like, for me, I don't really care about that sort of thing. Like, I wear what I like. I wear what looks good on me. And so another thing is, I respect the way I look. Like, I respect myself.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be wearing, like, little DKNY shirts that cost me $50, and it's equivalent to, like, a bra. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually see what you're saying now, and it's opening a whole new state of mind for me. People are basically buying their identity instead of, like, actually creating it when they have, like, a uniform, right?
Exactly.
Ah, yeah. Oh, my eyes are opening. Okay. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. You know, also what we were saying is, what does your uniform have to do with your education? You know what I'm saying? Is it your uniform that's teaching you, or does the uniform change the person?
Okay. All right, Jackie.
Okay, and again, there were times when I didn't want to go into a certain class because the people in the class were dressed a certain way, and I couldn't look like that. That reflects on my education, because I would probably skip that period. You understand?
Yeah.
It, sometimes I would avoid going to school that day because the people, my word is, we're too extra. That's my word
extra,
to describe it.
Yes,
for
extra.
Me, and sometimes I can't bother with it. Even in college, I hated my campus because the people were, it was like a fashion show, and I'm trying to go there to learn. It did impede me because I just didn't like to feel like I had to live up to that. This is my personal belief here. I'm not saying that the uniforms should stretch as far as college, but even going back into high school, it was an issue. It may not seem like it. People may not want to admit it, but clothing is an issue. If you had a uniform, everyone would be equal. You wouldn't be that stressed in the morning saying, what am I going to wear? What's it going to look like? What are they going to say? Can I wear the Lynx running shoes that cost $20?
Tracks. Sparks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know where I'm coming from?
Yeah,
I'm looking at it like that.
I'm seeing the labels,
And as for
Hillaway's
comment that I'm saying everyone should wear a uniform, represent their school, and then I'm saying that they shouldn't sing the anthem.
Yeah.
He said that they should sing their anthem, and I'm saying not everyone's anthem is O Canada. Okay, they don't take a few minutes out, or five times a day out, for the Muslims to pray. That's what I'm trying to say. It's because we are so, been brainwashed into believing. That we need to be singing it. You know what I'm saying? If we open up our minds and really look at it, maybe we should just have that same old Canada time as a slot for anyone to do whatever they're doing.
Oh.
Just a silence.
Yeah.
So if I'm Muslim, I could be praying. Whatever I am, I could be doing whatever I'm doing. In that O Canada slot.
But it went well in the States, didn't it? Like, I mean, they sing their flag song every morning, but they don't even know the song, but they still take time to sing it and say they pledge allegiance to the flag, right? Isn't that how it works in the States?
Yeah, well, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, aren't we like the 51st state anyway? Like, why don't we just follow the same thing?
No, it's like people are really forgetting about their country and forgetting about national pride and things like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People can't even take out a couple of minutes a day. I see people in the hallways. They just want to run to class instead of standing there and waiting, you know?
Yeah.
They can't even bother with that couple of minutes. I think that's a bad thing. That's showing how people are more concerned with getting to class on time than, you know, paying some respects to where they live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Canada's the one thing that everyone in the classroom has in common.
That's true. For real.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody has that in common.
We might be this, we might be that, we might be that, but we share Canada together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And there's the one moment you do pay respect for the whole day. Or for the whole week,
The
one moment is the one.
Also, what we were saying is, where does it stop, you know? Should students all have the same hairstyle?
Or for the same uniform thing?
You know, same uniform, same hairstyle. You know what I'm saying?
Same hair color?
Contact lenses?
Are we going to ethnic cleansing? Oh, no, let's not go there. Let's not go. Yeah, I don't know, because true. Yeah. Should everybody have a cameo? Should everybody have dreads? Should everybody have the same 50s grease back haircut? You know? What's the deal with that? I think maybe Harris wants everybody to have his hairstyle. The same part. Yeah, I never parted my hair since the 80s. And I ain't about to do that again just for going back to school. That's madness. That's ludicrous. I will not do that. I want to have my own style, my own slick back. Well, I'm not going to tell the radio audience what I look like, but still, you know, they should know. If you know what I look like, you know what I look like. All right, still. Well, we have any more callers? We have one more caller? Oh, okay. All right, so, we could talk about this forever, man. This could go on forever, but I'm going to wrap up the show right now. Yeah. Coming up next is Kian McKean. If you guys have any comments, please call 416-863-1074 and give us your views. That's the Regent Park. That's Regent Park Focus Line. RP Plus has been sponsored by iVideo, Catch the Favorite Youth Newspaper, and Regent Park Focus. I'd like to thank everybody here. I'd like to thank Jackie.
Good night.
My brethren, Hillaway.
What's up?
Yeah, my techie Vin.
Hey, what's up, people?
Yeah. My secretary. Okay. Who doesn't want to be named? And my brethren, Adonis. All right. So, I will not be here for the next 2 weeks. Oh, don't cry. I'll be back in 2 weeks. But in the meantime, you'll have wicked programming still, just that I won't be on. So, tune in next week, same RP time, same RP channel.
You can't.